good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events for Friday, February 18th, 2022. Good afternoon, Butch.
Hello, Melody. How are you doing today? You sound chipper?
I'm doing just fantastic. Thank you very much.
Boy, I tell you what, I wish I had your attitude all the time. I'd never be down. Good for you. Good for you.
Yes, absolutely.
If you can stay up in what's happening in this world today, in our country and Canada and all the world, if you can keep yourself up and cheery, that's wonderful. I mean, I do too much time. But my goodness, this world's getting into a turmoil, to say the least.
You know, it's just really, it's shocking.
It is shocking. It truly is. Absolutely, I'm sure not hearing most of it, but just what I got some phone calls today that from people that I know that are sharing things that are happening or about to happen, perhaps. But we'll just maybe discuss those in a minute. Of course, we keep hearing about the Ukraine and nothing's happened. The Wednesday come and went, and we'll discuss it a little bit too. But there's so much happening all over the world, and in Canada, the chaos up there. We'll share that a little bit too with the martial law being declared up there. There are people running on the bank. People get money on the bank before the government has a chance to seize it. This is all happening right now.
Anyway, we have gold down $2 today at $1,898. Silver was up 10 cents, though, but it's holding right there at that $24 level. Platinum was down 22 at $1,078. Palladium was down $34 at $2,428. The USDX today was up 0.25 at 96.07. Crude oil was down another 30 cents at 91.47. Paper markets today, they were negative. The Dow shed more than 200 points. Again, it's the Russia-Ukraine tensions that are impacting the markets. The Dow down 232 points, 34,079. S&P was down 31 points, and the NASDAQ was down 168 at 13,548. Asia markets, the Shanghai was positive, the rest were negative. Of course, Europe was negative once again. I think the Germany was the biggest loser on the day, was down about 1.5%. And, I mean, all eyes are pretty much just on the Ukraine. Fed approves rules banning its officials from trading stocks, bonds, and also cryptocurrencies. Whoopee-doo. They're figuring out another way to do it, and you know, how many of them have done it in the past and how much millions of dollars have they made, you know, again, on the backs of the Americans. But Federal Reserve officials will be restricted from owning individual stocks, bonds, and other assets. This was announced today. The new regulations extended and banned to cryptos. Of course, this all follows a controversy last year in which several officials had traded positions just ahead of the Fed's extraordinary measures to help the economy through the COVID crisis. So, you know, they need to go into D.C. and do the same to the politicians, plus a whole lot more, but you know, at least it'd be a start. And you know, just something. Give us something to make us, you know. But anyway,
at least tell us you love us, whether you lie or not, right? At least say you care.
Yeah,
act like you care.
Pretend.
Do something.
Just pretend.
You know?
I know they're great at pretending. They're great
Absolutely.
At lying. So
yes.
You know, they need to start saying better lies. But you know, chicken wings costs. They rose 41%. Chicken wings, 41%. That's huge. And we still have 61% of Americans are still living paycheck to paycheck. No surprise there. And those were just some of the headlines today. But, you know, it was mentioned earlier today on one of the financial news programs that today was expiration date for options. So it's kind of interesting to see that, you know, I think gold did pretty good, only being down, you know, a couple bucks. And so that's pretty much it in a nutshell, as they say, Butch.
Well, we're done then, right?
Yeah, you got and Monday's a holiday. Markets are closed on Monday.
Oh, golly. Well, you know, you have to... What there's, I mean, I just dawned on me last night when I was reading the update on the metals. 1900 is what gold was. It's just 100 bucks away from another high, a record high. I mean, it really is getting close. It may take it up or down a few times to get there, but it's going to get there and surpass that. And so is silver eventually. You know, silver's record was about 50 bucks, I believe it was, years ago. It's going to go back up again, and I'm sure it's going to keep climbing. So... But I got thinking, gee, 1900 bucks, we're about 100 bucks away from a record. So I think that metals are doing very well. I mean, they truly are. The one thing about it, like I keep saying, they'll not go to nothing because they are something. Is that a fair statement?
Absolutely correct.
Okay. Anything else you want to say before I get started on some stories here?
No, I think you should go ahead and 1-800-375-4188.
And folks, do it now. Sorry if you don't. Don't put it off. Don't put it off. Melody, anything, if we ever had a problem with Russia and Ukraine, they keep predicting it, nothing's happened, but I'll show you that in a little bit. But if we ever went to war in Europe, or with China and Taiwan, markets are going to have a hard time. They will take a hit. But metals will continue to do well. That's something people have to understand. Because they just don't go away. They don't vanish. They're not glitches on a computer screen. They're not made out of paper where they just vaporize. They're precious, and they're tangible. You have them. They're worth something. So people got to think about that. I mean, it may come a time, Melody, when a piece of coal is worth more than a dollar bill. Well, almost already is. But because it's tangible, people can use it for something. The paper, I guess you start far with it. The digital, what we do with that? It's not even in your hand. It's not in paper. It's on your computer. So if it goes away, what are you going to miss? You can't get a hold of it. It's not there. Folks, these things are for real. Please think about that. Got an article here from Natural News, though. Thanks. Very well done. It's just a short one. The total collapse in confidence of government on every level. This is the most disastrous economic mess I think I've ever seen in history or my personal career. Here we have a collapse in the confidence of governments thanks to the COVID regulations. There is even confusion in businesses in New York City. Do they demand masks, or is that now out completely? The WEF conspirators thought they would win. Let's look at the truckers who have brought Trudeau to his knees. Biden and Western leaders are begging Putin to please invade Ukraine. When I read that, I thought, he's so right on. Please get the eyes off us. Invade Ukraine. Invade somebody. They now think this will provide the distraction they need to escape from their disastrous COVID scam. That was the brainchild of the WEF and has failed to work. Now, I'll add to this mess. We're staring in the face of a total collapse in the confidence of central banks. They have nothing they can do about this type of inflation. Raising rates will have zero impact upon shortages, other than making them worse. The Fed can keep raising rates until they hit 20%. All they will do is bankrupt more companies in the supply chain, bankrupt emerging markets, and in the end, the shortages will get far worse and prices will soar. We are facing a total collapse of any confidence in the government. I suppose this is part of the computer warning that 2022 is a panic cycle. It's just a bad year for politics, it said. But even the WEF crew has lost control. There's a picture in this article of an Exxon station, doesn't say where, has a sign of the gas. Regular gas is $4.29, plus is $4.99. Supreme is $5.99. So you're saying $6 a gallon for Supreme and $4.30 for regular gasoline, folks. And the sign below says, you blank holes voted Democrat. And we see what we will get when the only agenda is climate change. Well, I want to say, But what, I mean, when he said, please, I thought it was really to the point. Putin, please invade Ukraine. So get the eyes off us and get people's eyes on something else to be afraid of. And I know that sounds ridiculous, but that's exactly what's going on here. And we're going to discuss that more in a minute. But Ukraine is not under any more siege than it has been over the last decade. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. But I know nations panicked, withdrew the citizens a few days ago because Russia's going to invade on Wednesday. We knew it was. We had absolute proof it was going to happen. It didn't happen. Matter of fact, now according to even the mainline news, Putin is withdrawing some troops.
Well, what I don't think that's happening. Not after today.
Not after today?
Yeah.
I didn't hear what happened today. What happened different day?
I heard that he has 190,000 troops at the border.
Oh, I heard that too.
190. Yeah. But I guess there was. I heard that he really wasn't removing the troops.
I've heard different than that from different. I don't know, Melody. This is all. Who do you believe?
It's all part of it.
Yeah. This is all part of it. Yes. Now, this is in Canada, folks, but this could happen in America. Now, remember, Canada is our next-door neighbor. They have banks in the United States. They have customers in the United States. These banks will affect American customers. Canadian bank runs appear to be underway as Trudeau regime declares war on bank assets of citizens. Now, let's get this straight. And by the way, Melody, this coming Monday night on our broadcast, I have David Pulaski on. That's the brother of Pastor Arthur Pulaski. He's still in prison for preaching the Bible and preaching to the truckers and talking to them. He said that right now, the way the law is standing in Canada, they can take you off the streets. They can come into your home, seize your property, or seize your bank account, and they don't need warrants because they are under martial law. This martial law, what they call it up there, this emergency act, will be reviewed by the parliament in 30 days. So Trudeau has about a month left to do a lot of things he wants to do. Folks, this is not even a little bit funny. But this is by Mike Adams, a good article. Thanks to the tyrannical actions of Chrystia Freeland, a Davos Group devotee of the Deputy Prime Minister of Canada, the people of Canada are now rapidly withdrawing their funds from Canada's largest banks. 2 days ago, Freeland announced that Canada's financial terrorism laws would be expanded to seize all funds, bank accounts, crypto, crowdfunding hubs, etc., belonging to individuals who supported the peaceful convoy trucker protest, even the person merely donated $10 to the convoy. And just like that, Chrystia Freeland broke the social contract between bank retail customers and the banks themselves. In one fell swoop, Freeland red-pilled the entire nation into understanding that their money isn't safe in any bank in Canada, since the government can now seize all your private funds without due process, evidence, or any rule of law. The entire promise of banking is that your deposits are your money and that you can withdraw them at any time. Now, I'll make this comment, and everybody should know this, folks. If your money is in the bank, it's not your money. I don't care what to tell you. Oh, look what's going on in Canada right now. It's not your money. If it's not in your hands, it is not your money. If you put gold in a safety deposit box, you're running the risk of losing it, aren't you, Melody?
Yes, you are.
So, if it's not in your possession, it's not yours. But anyway, where was I? Okay. The entire promise of banking is that the deposits are yours, your money, and that you can withdraw them at any time. But Trudeau and Freeland just declared that all your bank deposits are their assets, and they can loot them at any time without notice, without any due processes whatsoever. Suddenly, the question emerges in the minds of everyone, so why deposit anything to banks in the first place? Under the invocation of emergency powers, Canada's government has become a lawless dictatorship, and they are using their tyrannical powers to loot the bank accounts of innocent people who merely want to participate in a peaceful protest against medical tyranny. Making good on the threat, not only have the private bank accounts been seized by the Canadian government regime, Trudeau has ordered crypto exchanges to seize the funds of 34 crypto wallets, now named by the government itself. These 34 crypto wallets are apparently being used to help fund the peaceful protesters, and the tyrannical, lawless government of Canada has decided to declare all-out war against cryptocurrency in order to try to stop the bouncy castles and honking. Ezra Levant of RebelNews.com tweeted out yesterday, Canada's largest banks are all offline. Royal Bank, BMO Bank of Montreal, CIBC Bank. What could cause all three to crash on the same day? The answer, of course, is a classic bank run, as the people of Canada rush to pull their deposits out of the country's banks before the government steals all their money. The dynamic duo of Trudeau and Freeland, in less than 30 days, has managed to reveal to the people of Canada that not only is their government a terrorist authoritarian regime, but that all their life savings and business assets can and will be looted by that same government without notice for almost any reason whatsoever. Wow. Folks, oh, that's Canada. We are a hair's breadth away of the same thing happening here. I promise you, America is, unless something changes quickly, we're going down the same way. Right now, as I speak, truckers are coming across country heading for D.C. as I speak. What's that going to do? I don't know. But you know, Melody, I was talking to Pastor David, Pastor Arthur's brother, the other night, and I said that the situation is kind of serious because the truckers quit now. They're going to be arrested. And if they keep going, they could be arrested. But right now, they've come too far to back away and say, okay, we made a mistake, let's go back to being normal again, or somewhat normal. It's not going to happen. They crossed that line already. Any comments?
You know, it really is a sad situation. And I get it. I mean, you can't shut down bridges and things like that. I mean, they've been the most peaceful demonstrators that I think we've ever experienced.
Seen. Yes.
But you can shut down roads and so forth. But I also heard today that they were actually rerouting traffic.
They were.
That they were able to, you know, yes. So it didn't really, but you shouldn't do that. But there was a poor old woman I saw. She was on the news this morning. She gave one of the truckers $250 just to get some gasoline. Mm-hmm. So he could keep warm overnight because the temperatures were so cold. What she has gone through.
Yes.
She's just about ready now to lose her business.
Yes.
Threats, death threats, all calling her Nazis. And I mean, it's just like, what the heck is wrong with people?
Well, last year when the BLM was looting and burning in Canada, Trudeau didn't do a thing.
He didn't do a cop picking thing.
He didn't get on TV and say we're going to crack down on them. They did nothing. Like they did in the northwest this country and this all this. No, nothing. Those are a bunch of hypocrites, a bunch of worthless hypocrites.
Spineless. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website, dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for our weekly newsletter. And I do have some fractional pieces in. I have some half-ounce gold eagles that are coming in, and been kind of staying away from them, because the premiums were so high, but they're beginning to drop. So we have some great prices on them, so just give us a call, 1-800-375-4188. I know everybody was looking for fractional pieces, and the smaller you go and the size of your coin, the more you pay. So that's why I just kind of stuck with the half ounce. It'll give you a little bit of a, you know, a little bit of a diversification from those 1 ounces, so... heading into the break, we were talking about what's happening up in Canada.
Yes. And by the way, are the premiums coming down on the eagles? I mean, the silver eagles and others too, or are they still holding up pretty high?
No, they're pretty much the same.
Well, that's been a long time. They've been up. That's been amazing. They've kept their premiums up there. So they're going for what now? Silver eagle.
Silver eagles are running a little over $33.
That's amazing. The first one I bought were $3. But anyway, we'll move on. We're going to Canada, but we'll let that go now, because we're seeing what's happening. People in Canada are really in a bad situation. And again, the point we made before the break was when the BLM was burning and looting and all this going on, nothing was done. Hardly anything said about it. And yet these men and women and families are peacefully gathering together, trying to regain what's left of their liberties pre-COVID, and they're being arrested, literally arrested, ticketed by the thousands, and could lose everything they have. And if you give them $10 to help them, you're facing jail time too, my friend, if you live in Canada.
Yeah.
I am going to send some money to them the first of the month, and I'm going to send a letter to Mr. Trudeau and tell him where I live and who I am. If he wants to arrest me, come on down. I mean, I'm not trying to be a smart aleck or become some kind of hero, but I will not stand by idly and watch these people end up suffering without some help from somebody that believes in what they're doing. That includes Pastor Archer also. I've been helping him financially. I don't. Maybe I can't do much, Melody, but I can at least let them know that I'm here and I care. That's something, isn't it?
It is.
It is something. If a few mean people do that, we could turn this thing around. But anyway, we'll move on to something else.
Well, I don't know how Americans can change with what's happening in another country.
Well, they can finance them, help them stay there and stand their ground, and certainly pray for them.
Right, right. But unfortunately, and I'm not agreeing with it, trust me, but I'm agreeing with the truckers and what's going on. I'm not agreeing with, but they're just going to take the money from them like they've done.
Well, if you have somebody personally, send it to somebody to send to you personally, and I do.
Okay.
That's how I do it. You can't send to any kind of fund. They've already grabbed those.
Yeah,
have personal addresses.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That truly is amazing. True. You know, and are they saying what they're doing with the money that they're stealing?
I haven't heard anything about it, and it's been millions of dollars.
I know.
I have no idea. I know they've taken, they took the fuel within it. They were told they'd get it back, and they watered it down or polluted it and give it back to them and couldn't use it. I mean, we're talking about a real low-life situation here with the people that are the tyrants of this country. These people will stop at nothing to maintain their authority and power. Nothing. And it's certainly going to hurt their economy, obviously, and it'll affect us also. And I'm kind of anxious and yet kind of dreading to see what's going to happen when the truckers get to D.C. What's going to happen there? It's not happening, and it's happening in France. It's happening
in
other places
around
the world.
We know what's going to happen because they've already said, with the support of what
they said.
With the instructions that were given. So that was the warning sign or the signal or the statement anyway.
Yeah, the what they call a shot across the bow. We'll see. That's all I'm waiting to see. But anyway, back to a different topic. You know, last week we did talk about the electricity company. They cannot maintain what they're doing now. How are they going to help power up 150 million electrical cars every night? Well, this article is kind of, I didn't realize this was so bad, but I guess because it got worse last year or so. The U.S. electrical system is becoming less dependable. The problem is likely to get worse before it gets better. Large sustained outages have occurred with increasing frequency in the United States over the past two decades, according to the Wall Street Journal review of federal data. In 2000, there were fewer than two dozen major disruptions, the data shows. In 2020, they surpassed 180. Gee. Utility customers on average experienced just over 8 hours of power interruptions in 2020, more than double the amount in 2013 when the government began tracking outage lengths. The data doesn't include 2021 or numbers, but those numbers are starting to follow the trend after a freak freeze in Texas. So if they can't maintain the power grid, now I don't know, I'm not getting into reasons why they can't. I don't know. I don't know what the reasons why they're not maintaining it. I have no idea. Maybe government regulations, maybe funding, I don't know. If they can't maintain enough to keep power on somebody's house, how are they going to charge 150 million automobiles? I mean, this is just, to me, just common sense question, but I don't hear anybody asking it. Nobody's
asking
it.
Well, because the government is going to give them billions and billions of dollars like they already had to build these personal charging stations, and they'll probably build, with these charging stations, they'll probably build some sort of a independent electrical unit or something to do it. But it'll all come from the federal government. That's what the federal government does.
Spend. But now they said the new F50 pickups, the Ford F50s, the electrical ones can actually power your house for 3 days.
Oh.
So I don't know.
I just
common sense questions. And when the batteries go out, how are you going to replace them when they're $25,000 a pack? There's a question just in my mind. You do what you want, think what you want, but I'm just asking questions. Don't hear
what you do, Butch, is you don't replace the pack, you just buy a new vehicle.
That's really true. Yeah, it'd be like appliances. Use them 2 years and throw them away.
You use them once and then throw them away.
And who's, what are they going to do with disposing of all those lithium batteries? Where are they going to put those?
Yeah. And these are the environmentalists, questions. Right?
Exactly. But I don't hear anybody ask that question. Do you?
Mm-mm.
When you think environmentalists would be concerned, where are they going to put all those batteries?
You think.
Well,
they're too worried about cows.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're right. And back to different topic again, but we mentioned this the other day, too, about Mexico and, of course, the avocado embargo.
Mm-hmm.
Mexico's avocado growers are feeling the pain of U.S. import shutdown. Avocado growers in the Mexican state of, I'm not saying it right, but Michoacán are feeling the pain of the U.S. decision to suspend imports of the green fruit due to security concerns. Now, folks, remember, this is based on one phone call where somebody's supposed to be threatened. So they shut down Mexico's economy, basically, with avocados over this. About 20,000 tons of avocados that would have normally been exported this week from Michoacán are still hanging on trees, one producer estimates, meaning growers haven't seen a single cent since the suspension went into effect February 11th. At 50 pesos per kilo directly at the farm producers across the state have already missed out on roughly 1 billion pesos, or $50 million. The money isn't isn't lost just yet. Growers like Humberto Sorrenzo in Monocon are anxiously monitoring the news, hoping to the ban will be lifted any day now, and avocados will start flowing into U.S. again, allowing them to catch up on the exports. The suspension went into effect after a U.S. Department of Agriculture inspector said he received a threatening call to his cell phone. One man got a threatening call, and they shut down the whole nation's business in avocados. Gee. Mexico's avocado export group, APEAM.
Yeah, what did he do to justify that nasty call?
I don't know.
I mean, he had to do something in order to get a call.
Maybe he made fun of his hairdo. You know, we're trying to stop that here in West Virginia. You can't do that. We won't stop that here. You know, don't make somebody's hair. So, but Mexico's avocado export group, APA, met with several U.S. and local authorities to review security measures and protocols. But on Thursday, the USDA said it's maintaining the ban until there are assurances that our employees' lives are not at risk. Really? Really? I mean, we have illegals crossing the border by the thousands every day. Threatening lives as border crossings, destroying the lives of American citizens, literally attacking and raping and killing and maiming and stealing. But we have one guy gets a phone call and they shut down the whole industry. Maybe I'm just missing something here. I don't know. Maybe I haven't got the whole
only
picture.
Only in America.
In America. I mean, we're laughing, but folks, it isn't funny. People are making a living growing avocados, and we are going to shut down their livelihoods because somebody got a mean phone call. Gee.
Amazing.
It is amazing. It truly is amazing. And we got some stuff covered today, and I don't want to rush through it, but some of them are actually, they're sad, but they're funny. Two-thirds of voters want Joe Biden to take a mental fitness test.
Only two-thirds?
Only two-thirds. But it isn't funny. But you either laugh or you cry. I mean, what, you know. Most voters believe that President Joe Biden's mental abilities have declined since he took office. Folks, when he ran for election, he couldn't put a sentence together. But anyway, finds a Rasmussen Reports polling firm, and two-thirds agree with GOP members of Congress who have urged the president to take a cognitive test and release the results. 56% are not confident that Biden is up to the job, including 45% who are not at all confident in his ability. Meanwhile, only 42% are confident in his fraudulently. I can't even say the word either, but Joe Biden is up to the job. But of those 42%, only 27% were very confident. So we're down to where only 27% of people think Biden can do the job. Rest of them are questioning or wanting to take a test. And of course, I just saw, you probably know this, that Trump's back in campaign mode. You know that, right?
Well,
I mean,
I guess.
He got an ad out talking about Hillary. And she's really worthy of jail and she's going to go. And some news media is actually saying she lied about the Russian cover-up and she's involved in it and Trump wasn't. And these are actual news media, so I don't know. But we got a country that's suffering because a guy that got a bad phone call, and we got a president that can't put a sentence together. This really makes it feel safe in my bed at night. You know what I'm saying?
It's fun waking up in the morning, turning on that news.
It is. Oh, my goodness. You know, I bet people listen to the radio show think we're losing it. I guess probably are, folks, but it's laughter does make things ease up a little bit. And it isn't funny. It truly isn't. It's just sad. But it is what it is. I think I have time for the couple more articles here before we break. Russian-backed separatists announced civilian evacuation from eastern Ukraine as escalation strokes invasion fears. Russian-backed separatists fighting in eastern Ukraine has announced an evacuation of their breakaway region's residents to Russia on Friday, heightening fears that Moscow was planning to use the escalation in the long-running conflict as a pretext to invade. The move comes amid a spike in shelling in the area that has stoked stoked fresh global alarm, with tensions rising once again after the United States and its allies disputed Moscow's claims of a troop pullback from nearest neighbor, from its nearest neighbor's borders. Moscow announced large-scale drills involving its nuclear forces starting Saturday. They will be overseen by President Vladimir Putin and will offer a timely reminder of the country's nuclear might as Europe faces its gravest security crisis since the Cold War. But the focus of the world's concern Friday was eastern Ukraine. Denis Pushilin, head of the self-proclaimed Donetsk People's Republic, announced the evacuation in a video posted on social media. He claimed without evidence, now listen folks, he claimed without evidence that Kyiv was planning its own military assault on the region in the country's east where the Moscow-supported separatists have been fighting government forces since 2014. So folks, this skirmish has been going on now for 8 years. He added that women, children, and the elderly will be moved first, and that Russia has prepared the necessary facilities to accommodate them. Now, on the flip side of that, Ukraine says, we're not worried about invasion because Russia has been invading us for 8 years. Ukrainian state media outlet Ukinform ran an editorial Wednesday arguing that Ukrainians are unfazed by the war hysteria gripping many Western politicians and media outlets because Russian forces have been in their country for 8 years. Ukinform billed the lengthy article as an editorial aiming to convey to the Western audiences, including journalists, what's on the mind of the Ukrainian people these days, why they have no fear, and what is the main motivation driving the nation. The gist of the editorial was that life continues as normal for the Ukrainians. We're certainly aware of the Russian threat, but not obsessed with it. Unlike some outside observers, the Ukrainians are not responding with great alarm to each tidbit of news about Russia activity on the far side of the border. This country's capital, Kyiv, along with other major cities, remains vibrant and lives in normal, with children going to school, businesses and offices remaining open to clients, no one taping the windows in anticipation of bombing or digging trenches in the suburbs to meet Russian tanks. So, the hype that is going up here, it's imminent. That hasn't reached the news, hasn't reached Kyiv yet to the point that they're too concerned. So, what's the point of it? What is it? As I just, the first article read, please, Putin, invade Ukraine. Our country's a mess here in the United States. We need another boogeyman to scare everybody back in shape and get their eyes off the administration and the inflation and all the failings of this COVID pandemic. Please invade Ukraine. Ukraine says we're not worried. They've been on our border for 8 years fighting us. We're not concerned. Let's go to work. You know, pop some popcorn, watch a movie. I mean, this is what we're seeing, and people are not panicking. So why are we panicking?
I don't know why we are. We're not even supposed to be there to begin with.
That's right.
You know, so we don't have to defend, but there is a lot of dirty laundry with Biden and Ukraine. And so, you know, there's a whole lot more to it. And, you know, for the past how many years now, especially during the Trump administration, all we heard was how bad Russia was, the evil Russians and so forth and whatnot. And so, you know, that could have all been sort of an agenda to get us to where we are today. I don't know. Well, it's a weird deal.
We know they were bad because they made Hillary lose the election. So they were really bad.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. So they're getting even. Hey, we'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Well, isn't this grand? You know, hey, Bill Gates says COVID risks have dramatically reduced, but another pandemic is coming. Of course they know another one is coming.
He's going to make
know?
It. Yeah.
And he talks about
it.
How the world should prepare for the next. In fact, Bill Gates says possible to prevent next pandemic if world does what Australia did.
And, golly.
I think Australia was probably not the one I'd want to follow, that's for sure.
I don't think so. And Israel neither. Neither one of them.
Actually, not too many countries. Probably Africa was the one who did the best, you know, because they gave they have ivermectin over there for all their viruses and so forth. And that's why they believe there's such low cases in those countries. So
and India did, too. India did, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, D.C. faced a deadline tonight. I don't know if you talked about it, but they did pass a stopgap funding bill to avoid the government shutdown all the way to March 11th. That's the best they could do. And but they get to go on a week recess now. So, you know what? Oh, my gosh, they really are disgusting. They really are. But so they have to come back March 11th and go through the whole rigmarole to pass a funding so they can fund the government again. And I don't know, Butch. Seems like they're having a harder and harder time to get this passed. And we can't forget, folks, that it is all about debt. They've got debt too great to be paid. It's that simple. And you know what? People just talk about little quarter percentage interest increases and so forth, and they might seem minor to everyone. However, you've got multinational corporations, and you've got a government who can barely service the debt as it is. And so that's what puts pressure, those rising rates. It isn't about consumers and their credit cards and what they can buy. It's servicing debt for the corporations and for the government. So they don't like it. So they are between a rock and a hard place. So 800-375-4188, Butch.
And, Melly, they're not really servicing the debt. They're just kicking it down the road.
Just kicking it. No, they're paying the interest on it.
But barely, I mean, they're just kicking
barely.
They're, yeah, yeah. They're just.
That's what I mean.
Getting,
once those rates rise, they can't afford.
That's true. Either way they go, it's finished for them.
They
can't do it. It's done. And back to Canada with something I think is another interesting article. Police crackdown. Now listen to this. Police crackdown forces Canada Parliament to cancel itself. Now that might be one good thing comes out of this. The government has shut down. They can't meet. They can't pass more laws to restrict the people. Maybe they go to D.C. The truckers will shut down the Congress. I don't know, but anyway. The Canadian Parliament in Ottawa canceled its Friday sitting as police action in the area began against the Freedom Convoy. Following reports the Canadian police were breaking up the protests, paramilitary officials said their Friday, parliamentary officials said their Friday session was canceled. The Canadian House of Commons Speaker Anthony Rota released a warning of representatives, advising them to stay away from the downtown core until further notice due to the impending clash between protesters and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's police officers. The call to vacate the area came an hour or so before Ottawa's police made public their next move by issuing a general warning. Ottawa police are telling media cameras, including one of ours, to stay away from trucker crackdown or face arrest. Police have already begun action against the Freedom Convoy near Parliament Hill, which consists of 300 trucks. Have arrested two convoy leaders on Thursday, as well as dozens of other protesters already this week. So they shut down the Parliament. Well, they didn't. The cops did. I mean, they afraid to go downtown. So, you know, we're blessed here in West Virginia, Melvin. Our Congress only meets 3 months a year. They got 3 months a year to do damage to this state, or sometimes maybe even help a little bit. But that's they meet 3 months. Those who have them meet all year round are the ones who should be concerned. Whenever Congress is in session, your liberties are in jeopardy. You know that.
Yes.
So that's what I'm saying. Yes. The Parliament shut down. Maybe they at least can't pass any more laws against truckers.
Well, that's not going to stop them. They'll eventually get it, but
it's sad. It's true, and again, different topic. This show the chaos everywhere. It's everywhere. We need to center ourselves, folks. Prepare ourselves. What's coming spiritually? Absolute number one. The spiritual walk with Christ is essential. You're going to lose it all if you don't. I don't just mean physically. I mean everything. Mm-hmm. So if you ain't right with Christ, you lose it all. But you need to pray yourself with some food, some water, some way to filter water. And some real financial backing, because chaos is already here and it's going to increase. Eco-terrorism. Axe-wielding activists caused millions in damage, attempt to torch pipeline workers. A band of Native American activists and eco-extremists left a crew of pipeline workers deeply shaken while causing millions of dollars in damage at a coastal gas sink pipeline worksite, according to a news report in the Vancouver Sun. Security at the site called for help after a band of about 20 people, some wielding axes and others weapons, broke through his fence protecting the site. At one point, the attackers allegedly tried to light one of the vehicles on fire while a crew of workers was inside. The RCMP, that's Royal Canadian Mounted Police Chief, Superintendent Warren Brown, commander for the North District, called the attack a calculated and organized violent attack that left its victims shaken and a multi-million dollar path of destruction. Coastal GasLink said in a statement the attackers surrounded some of the workers in a highly planned and unprovoked assault near the Maurice River's drill pad site off the Forest Service Road. One of the most concerning acts, an attempt was made to set a vehicle on fire while workers were inside, said the company in a statement. Attackers also wielded axes, swinging them at vehicles and through a truck's window. Flare guns were also fired at workers. This more chaos. It's everywhere.
Wow. It's amazing.
Okay, I'm back. Okay, I'm back. Marsha, can I ask you a question real quick? So,
I was just going to say, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
If I told you what happened, you wouldn't believe it, so I won't even go there. But I will tell you, Marsha accidentally sprayed herself in the face with pepper spray. But then,
what?
Marsha accidentally sprayed herself with pepper spray. She came after what to do, said, rinse your eyes out. And rinse. So, I know, folks. Hey, this is live
what
radio.
What was she
I can't help
doing?
It. I don't know. Putting something in the purse. Changing purses. Who knows what she done.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Anyway, we'll move on now. I told you I'd believe it.
I thought maybe she was playing with a little toy gun.
Oh, no. Yeah, okay. Not just for you. And I'll get this very quickly. I want to get a couple of them. Then I want to do a good news story. DOJ and FBI will investigate companies for illicit profits. Elizabeth Warren's bizarre theories about the corporate greed driving inflation have made their way into federal law enforcement, it seems. The DOJ said Thursday they will begin investigating companies for earning what it believes to be excessive profits amid surging inflation and ongoing supply chain issues. In a press release, the department said its antitrust division will begin to deter, detect, and prosecute those who would exploit supply chain disruptions to earn what the department calls illicit profit. The goal of the initiative, according to the department, is to prevent companies from overcharging customers under the guise of supply chain disruptions. And I agree that something has happened and need to be looked at. And I've mentioned today about car dealerships marking car prices up tremendously because they could. If that is done just for to gouge people, then of course they need to be checked about. But according to Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, Melody, it's these companies that are causing all the inflation. It's not because they don't have the supplies not coming in or the cost going up on supplies. The company's doing all by themselves. So if they crack down on companies, then they can stop the supply chain prices from going up.
I think they need to look up the definition of inflation.
I think they're
see where
I think
it really
you're right.
comes from. And these are our brilliant politicians we have in office.
Well, I you look at these articles, and I understand the sympathy for those that are being gouged. I do. I really do. And we know it happens. But to blame the inflation rate and the economy situation on the companies is wrong.
Yeah, but you know what? It's going to be the same thing as always. You know, the multinational corporations, the big corporations, the big businesses, they're not going to get touched by it.
No.
You know, it's going to be, and this is what I said yesterday, it's going to be the little mom and pop who, you know what, maybe they only have, you know, 5 items on their shelf, so they're raising their prices because once those 5 items are gone, they don't have anything else to sell. So they have to increase it accordingly to how they can pay their bills and stay afloat until they... So how I get that they have to overcharge, but if government gets involved,
yeah,
shouldn't be federal government that gets involved. It should be the local governments that control it. And so if they have someone, and again, I'll use the example of when we lived in Missouri and we had the ice storm, there was a gas, one or two gas stations, I think mainly one, who, you know, increased his prices, you know, from, you know, I'm just going to do an example because I don't remember, $2 to $7. Well, the state did come in and they did fine him, and, you know, he had to reduce it. So everybody knew there's a fine if you're going to do that and if you get caught. But it shouldn't be the federal government. Federal government,
keep your nose out of it. I agree. I totally agree. Now, I want to close with a good news story. We're running out of time so quickly. But this story is really touching, at least to me it was. 80-year-old man walks through blizzard to rescue stranded motorist. An 80-year-old man walked through a blizzard to rescue 3 cars of people trapped in a storm. Shannon Saint Ange thought she could get home from work before the storm hit Pence, a town in Saskatchewan, Canada. Yesterday, the weather network was warning of a blizzard. Expect to start time around 7 p.m., she wrote. I grabbed a takeout for the kids, filled my gas tank, replaced my broken phone charger, and then hit the dirt roads about 5:30 to head home before the storm hit. She took a dirt road because she thought it would be better for the winter driving conditions. Just as the pavement turned into gravel, the wind picked up and the visibility started to diminish. The wind whips the snow from the open fields across the road and creates sometimes hazardous conditions, she said. I found myself driving with my head out of the driver's window, and folks have done this too, watching the edge of the gravel as my guide while I crawled forward about 15 kilometers per hour, not actually looking forward at the road ahead. I did this for about 10 kilometers until I could no longer see and I had to stop right where I was, 12 kilometers from home. I tried to walk across the road to gauge where I was oriented, but the 100 kilometer air winds gusts pushed me backward and I just got back into the car. Soaking wet and full of sand from gusting wind that was whipping the gravel and sand all over the place. She pulled over and called 911. The operator suggested she just wait in the storm app, but the blizzard was not projected to let up until dawn. Would the gas tank last until morning? What if I was hit by another vehicle? What if I fell asleep and the tailpipe was blocked? What if I didn't make it at home at all, she wondered, according to her Facebook post. She posted her location on the Pence community Facebook page in hopes someone might be able to find her. Then that's when 80-year-old Andre Barbier Sr. got a call about St. Ange's plea for help. He lived about a half mile away from where she was pulled over. His tractor would not start, so he decided to head out on foot with a flashlight. To his surprise, he found two other vehicles with people who also needed help stranded along St. Ange. He said led all seven stranded people back to his home and welcomed them in for evening. The 80-year-old farmer walked out with his lantern to get me and guide me back to his house, where his 70-year-old wife agreed with a hot pot of coffee and homemade applesauce. This family took seven of us stranded passengers off the road, fed us, laughed with us, bonded with us, gave us blankets, pillows, and a warm place to rest our eyes for a few hours, she said. When we woke up at 5 a.m., he had already plowed the driveway for us, and at about 5:30, we made a little convoy and headed to town. Visibility was better, but still very, very poor. In the end, we all made it home safely, and I've never hugged my kids tighter. As for Barbier, he didn't want much credit for the efforts. Everybody would have done the same thing, he said. You don't think about it, you just do it. So I thought that was special. 80 years old, walking in a blizzard, rescuing three families, and bringing them back home to feed them and clothe them and house them for a night. That is special.
You know what? Kindness does spread.
Yes,
and
it
here
does.
You have this. There were seven people, you said, right?
Yeah, seven other people, yes.
So those seven people will remember that and think what they'll do the next time when there's someone they know or they see a stranger that is in need. So it really is important, and that's how it spreads. So nice story, very nice story.
That is what gives us the ability to continue, Melody, because there are good people out there. We must never forget
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
There are good people out there, and we see the bad things, and we have to cover them. That's our job. We have to be a watchman on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you have to be reminded that we have people out there that really care about other people. And mm-hmm. and we should value that and value our friendship with those people that we care for, like I do your friendship and Todd, there, yes. The producer. I value those things. I don't take those things lightly, because that is a little bit of security in everybody's life. We have somebody that we can count on a little bit, right? That's important.
It is very important.
So I just
And
want
my
to
dog is also confirming
time.
That.
Yeah, I hear that. Okay. All right. Oh, this comes another Friday, folks. Y'all have a great weekend.
Thank you, Butch. I want to thank everyone for joining us today, and we'll be back on Monday. Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.